It's going to start recording.
You have the safe of
it. Maybe you share the safe. Danny, like the old joke, why did God create the goyim?
Why did
God create the goyim? Someone had to pay retail.
Thank you. Okay, take a look. Birchas HaTorah. Okay. Page Kofvov. Birchas HaTorah. So after you've said Elokai Neshama, the order is Al Netilas Yodayim, Asher Yotza, and Elokai Neshama. Next bach is Birchas HaTorah. V'achar kach mevorchin al ha-toiva ha-gdoila v'yoseh, the greatest benefits we can possibly have achieved. Shegomal itonu ubocha bonu mikol ha'amib, who gave us such a wonderful scha. Gomal is a reward. Ubocha bonu and chose us mikol ha'amib, benosan lonu es toirosai, and gave us his Torah. Umeir einenu b'toirosai, and has enlightened our eyes with his Torah. We're not blind. We have insight. We have foresight. We have enlightenment in our lives. That's what the Torah gives you. But al yedei sha'onu ma'idim al ha-Torah, because we appreciate and thank and acknowledge the Torah, onu nasim ru'uyim, because of that, in other words, because of your appreciation and acknowledgement, you become ru'uy she'eshbi'ad. It's a beautiful point here. Shefa shal o ha-Torah. The fact that we acknowledge it, that entitles us to be enlightened. We should understand that point. Once you praise something, you become part of it. We become entitled to be influenced by the impact of Torah. It's a beautiful point that you acknowledge something, that you become. I imagine it's something like Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, no? The fact that you say by Yichur Hashemayim Ba'oretz, you become a shutef in Ma'itav Bereishis, you become a partner. Similarly here, by acknowledging the importance of Torah, you become enlightened by the Torah. She'al yidei zeh she'yitein shevach v'hedor ala Torah, v'toim l'vavenum. The fact that a person praises and acknowledges the greatness of Torah, yizkeh le'hitchakein b'yoseh, you become even wiser, you become, that's a nature of, a path of growth is by recognizing the greatness of Torah. If you're not careful about Birchas HaTorah, then your child won't become a Talmud Chacham. Let me show you the Gemara here. The Gemara in the Doyle. Famous Gemara in Dachay.
If
you don't recognize the importance of Torah, then you won't be Zeichel to children to a Talmud Chacham.
No. So is it not being careful with the bracha or the yes, appreciation?
Yes, the bracha.
Birchas
HaTorah in the morning. The bracha. Take a look at the bracha. Like being careful with the bracha in the morning. It's interesting. The first lashon in Shulchan Aruch by Birchas HaTorah, Yizaher Ma'oid, the Birchas HaTorah. Shulchan Aruch says, be very careful with the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Look at this lashon. I'll read it out to you in the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Hey, Alec, I think you can pick Alec and say, Skin. Why is it that Talmid HaChachamim, their children are not automatically Talmid HaChachamim? Omar of Yosef, Shelo Yoimu Torah Yerushai. So they shouldn't turn around and say, Torah is my inheritance. I inherited Torah. So the people won't turn around and say, you know, it's my Yerusha, and therefore my children become Talmid HaChachamim. You shouldn't say such a thing. So the people will become proud and haughty over the tzibur. I mean, I, my children, my children's children, it's Yerusha by me. And that's why it's not automatic, because the person is Talmid Chacham, the child will become a Talmid Chacham. You become like dominant on the tzibur because of that. Ravashi Omer Mishum Dekore the Inshei Chomrei, because people have become Talmid Chacham, it comes in the family, you look down on other people, you call them my asses, you scorn other people, because you think it's a family inheritance. Ravina says the reason is why children don't become, because they're not careful about saying Birchas HaTorah. The Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Novi says, who could possibly understand why there was a Churban Beis Hamikdash? Why was there a Churban? They asked the Chachamim, the Levim, they had no reason why there was a Churban Beis Hamikdash. until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ba'atzmai. Vayema Hashem, because you left my Torah. Because you left my Torah, for that reason I bought the Chum Beis HaMikdash. Hainu lo shomu b'koidu, hainu lo honchu bo. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar, she'ein mevorechim b'Torah, because they never said Birchas HaTorah first. Now, the Ran on this Gemara is very important. The Ran says as follows. If they didn't learn Torah, then everybody would know that the Talmid Chacham would know they're not learning Torah. What does it mean? Why do they have to have a Kodesh Baruch to tell us? Because of basically, if they didn't make Birchas HaTorah, they didn't learn Torah. If they didn't learn Torah, then certainly they would know they're not learning Torah. No, they did learn Torah. They did learn Torah. But says but the reason was as follows: Shalav Birchas HaTorah Tefila. The reason why the Isa allows they didn't they not because they didn't learn Torah. They did learn Torah. They would know what to do. Hadar Golis says they learned Torah. That's why they didn't know why the Chum Beis HaMikdash. They didn't make a bracha before. They learned Torah, but it wasn't important to them. If you make a bracha on something, then it shows the importance and significance. If you make an issue out of Birchas HaTorah, then it's important to you. And that's what the problem was. They learned Torah. It was a study, it was a hobby, it was a pastime. They weren't learning Torah Lishma. They were careful, they weren't careful with the bracha. That was the problem.
It's talking about all the
time
they were
coming
before the
Chuban HaBayis. The reason why the base of which was destroyed was because they weren't careful about Birchas HaTorah. Rafi, ask a kasha. Ask another kasha.
No. The thing is, you have to understand, what is the bracha? The bracha is Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amin Natana Anasa Nanu Esatoyo.
Right.
That means they didn't understand it was because through Kedushas of the Klal they were given the Torah.
That's the point. The point of the Kedusha. But ask me another kasha. This was the reason for the Chum Beis HaMikdash.
Wasn't there a thing with it because they didn't perform the mitzvah with simple?
No. What's the reason given for the Chum Beis
HaMikdash?
First Beis HaMikdash.
It was the Zara Gilia.
So what's this Gemara talking about?
Yeah.
That's a kasha. We say the Gemara says in Yomba because of Gilia Rosh, Shvi Chastom Abay the Zara. So why do you say here, Shalai Bir Chabata Etzvila? What's the reason?
I once had an answer.
Where's the question?
Yes, but they were lost thousands of years, even after enough, and all the learning that's going on now. Why are we still in Galus? All the learning that's going on all around the world, every single day.
It's like in the Caliph. It's only bringing it closer. Why not? I can't answer this. The Hashivas of Torah. Let's answer this question. What's this? The question is, the Gemara says in Yom because of Gil HaRosh, we have done
Abay
Dozor.
Where does the Ran get it from?
So where's this coming from here? This is Rabbeinu Yod. I once heard an answer for this. It's a beautiful answer from the Mashgiach of Torah of Zeva Epstein, Zecha Tzadish Gevorcha. It was a Talmud of Shimon Shkop. He explained as follows, with a marshal of Avionis and Eibschitz, a beautiful marshal. The question again, the Gemara says in Yuma, because Avoy Dozor Gil HaRosh Shlichas Domim. Here the Gemara says, because they weren't making an issue out of Birchas HaTorah. It says, Rabbi Yonasan
Eibschitz. They weren't serious enough.
They didn't say the bracha carefully enough. It wasn't important to them. They learned Torah. It was an important thing to them, but they didn't make a bracha, meaning the Hashivas of the Kedusha of Torah. That's what was missing. He answered as follows, a king had a certain musician who he loved his music, and this musician became his main friend, and he played all the music for the king. The king was overwhelmed with him. Vahi Hayom, and all the people in the court decided to rebel against the king and assassinate the king. At the 12th hour, all the people were convicted. They all found out. All the people who were lined up, and one of the people was his musician, who also was included in them. So the king said, take them all out and accept him, leave me because I love his music. In other words, he was spared because of his music, and all the others were taken out and executed because they wanted to remove the king, wanted to rebel against the king. Vahi Hayom, a few months later, the king said, I want music played, and the man turned up late, 10 minutes late. So he turned up, take him out and execute him. So the old chief justice turned around and said, Your Majesty, one second. Previously, when he tried to assassinate you, then you left him alone. Not because he comes 10 minutes late, is it fair to accept him? So he said, no, you don't understand. Beforehand, when he made the SS, he was already had a death penalty on his head. But I love his music. Now he's not even coming to play his music for me. Then there's nothing for me for it. Then I go back to the original commitment. That's the point here. I love your Torah. If you're learning to, they were hired because of Avodah Kedoshah, Shvi Hasdom. But the mice, if you're not learning Torah, that's my music. My music. You're not playing my music. And they're playing. They already had a death penalty on them because of that. Because of that reason. Yeah. That's the Hashibas of Torah, making a bottom. On both sides.
So it sort of reawakened.
Reawakened, din, correct. That's what the Bjornsson Eibeshit says. Mm-hmm. In other words, they were already chayav, but because they learned Torah, therefore they were spared. So now they then, if the bracha of Torah isn't important to them, then already that loses as well. But let me learn with you. I remember when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, I lived in Harnoth when I first came here. And I walked into a store in Hanover for Hof Scholzen, a hardware store. And the man behind the counter turned around to me and said to me, do you know the Bach on Nem Zion? So I said, I don't think I do. He said, how can you learn Torah and not know the Bach?
Mm-hmm.
This Bach is a famous Bach.
So this is a hardware store.
The man in the hardware store turned around to me and said to me, if you don't know the Bach, then you don't know what you're talking about. Let's learn a little bit on here and we'll carry on a second. We'll come on to the Bach in a second. Let's do the next paragraph in here. The next paragraph. We'll come on to the Bach in a second.
Mm.
Page Kofler. We'll do that with this next paragraph, and then we'll do the Bach inside. In particular, like you just said, Simcha, the third, the Bracha Shlishis, our Birchas HaTorah, al inyan hakesha shalanu im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah makes a connection between us and Borei Olam, al yedei limud HaTorah. Shaloi nirmad l'tzorech atzmein. You don't learn Torah in order for your own benefit. You're learning Torah not just to know the laws of kashrus, not just to order to give a shiur, but because you have to know Torah. That's called Torah lishma. Not so, but any alternative motive. Not because you want to gain something, not because you want to know how to build music. The purpose of learning Torah is because Hashem wants us to learn Torah. That's called Torah lishma. The intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we would be connected to Torah. That we should be personally, intimately involved and connected with our neshamas, with the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With our 248 bones on us, 365 the veins. Umach mitzvahs asay shasam mitzvahs lo yisasay. Beim oiskim ba Torah al kabon. If you learn Torah because Hashem wants us to learn Torah, not because of a money pack, not because of a petition, not because of a rov, not because of a shia, simply because Hashem wants us to know Torah, to be connected to the Almighty. Nasim merkava, we come that the connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Heichal Shechinosa, and we become the sanctuary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenimsa Hashchina Mamash Bekirbom, that Hashem is in part of us. Ba'aretz Kula Me'ira Bechvoida, and the whole world becomes enlightened with His light. V'hu HaMechuvan Bebechas Hashem Bocha Bonosh Ashanos Anon Togosre, Kidei Shetistabek Nishmoseinu Ba'atzmois Kedusha Sadeh, that we should be personally, intimately connected with the Kedusha. That's what he said. Now let's have a look at the Bach of Eisa. This Bach is a famous Bach. This is what the shopkeeper told me. It's an unbelievable Bach. He said, if you don't know the Bach, then you don't know the Torah. Have a look at the Bach. Top of the page. V'ikalitmaya. There is a question. Loma yotza kozois melefonov lahanishim. Why were we punished in such a way? Ba'onesh agodo for the churban beis hamikdash. The Rom Kaza al Shalabilchu Batoira Tchina, just because they never made a brach on learning Torah. Shehulich Ora Aveira Kala. You didn't make a kavana in a brach. For that reason, you have a chum based on English. It's such a light Aveira here.
Rabban.
Yeah, but no, actually, Birchas Tadoi is Dorais, actually.
It is
Kishem Hashem Ekva, Habu Goy Delak, it is Dorais. But because of that, you have a Chum Beis HaMikdash. That's the question. Venira de Kavana, so you haven't got it, David, you haven't got a sheet. What happened? Here, David, here, yeah, I'm sorry. Third line down. Venira. The Kavana, so Yisborach. Be Oilam, Hoyso Sheniya. The reason for us learning Torah is that we should be personally, intimately, spiritually connected But atzmos beruchnis, we are connected to the heavenly body. Ukedushas mekor, the source of all kedusha, mekor mitzvah haTorah. V'lachein nosan haKodesh Baruch Hu Torah Taras Emes Yisrael. V'matonot shelo tishtakech meitonu kedei shetistabek nishmat, so that our souls will be personally intimately connected with gufeinu v'remach evoyim, 248 limbs for 248 mitzvahs. Ususha loisase. If we would learn Torah, our kavanah zayis, in order to be connected to the Borei Olam, to be dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would be the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We would be the Am Segula, the Heichal Shechinasa, and we would naturally be the sanctuary for His presence. Yisbar, Shehoyasa HaShechina Mamash B'Kirbom, Ki Heichal Hashem Heima U'B'Kirbom Mamash Hoyasa HaShechina Kovaz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fix his divasit with us. The whole world will be full of light. And that way we'll be connected to the Malachim in Shamayim in Pamalia Shamata. With us, that will be our connection. We'll be unbelievable in Am Segula, an Am Kadosh. If we would learn Torah with that connection, we would be personally connected by it. If we would do that, we would be at the Malachim Lamala and we are the Malachim Lamata if we would do such a thing. Let me just add a little point to you, maybe just a point of information, a little bit of Kabbalah, can't help, can't do any harm, just a little bit of Kabbalah. You know, there's something called a nefesh, a ruach, and a neshama. Right. Neshama is what is connected in Shamayim, the ruach is the spirit, the nefesh is the world of activity that we have here. The fact that I can do this is because my nefesh is working.
Mm.
How do you possibly connect your nefesh to your ruach? How does physical activity connect with the spiritual activity? How does the connection come about? There's something called a malachim called ofanim. Mm-hmm. Ofanim are malachim, and ofan is like a wheel. A wheel mm-hmm. is like connects the upper part to a lower part. The ofanim b'chayas hakodesh. The malach called, I think it's called sandalphon, it's called. It's like the malach which takes everything that we say physically and lifts it up spiritually. So there's something called a malach who takes our words and lifts them up and moves them up to Shamayim and brings down the shefa of Kedusha by it. That's v'ayufanim b'chayas hakodesh. They take the words that we say, like the words I'm saying now, those words connect to Shamayim. The physical words connect with the spiritual words through the malachim called ofanim.
Isn't it the other way around? Your words that you're speaking, or that I'm speaking, are coming initially from higher levels. We're only speaking of what's sent to us. We're not originating this ourselves. Whatever's coming into my head or into anybody's head to speak, it's coming from above.
But how do I connect with Shamayim?
I said, but the ofan,
the ofan
from here down to here, not the other way around.
But the ofan works and takes it back way, takes okay. each way. He takes what I say up and brings down again. The shepherd works because I say something
right.
and brings it back down, and that's the spiritual comes about through my physical.
But
words.
I only say something because Hashem has put that into my head to say. It doesn't come from my foot or something like that. It doesn't come from my body. It comes.
Maybe what the Rav says. No. It came from your first words.
My first words. But what? How do I know that my physical connects with the spiritual? So they say in Kabbalah, that's the world of Asiya. The world of Asiya yeah. means that my physical actions become spiritual through the Ofanim. They lift them up and connect them up to Shamayim. You with me?
Sort of. I'm trying to connect what you're saying with what Rabbi Gerzi's teaching about in his journey begins, because he talks a lot about exactly this, but how we are not our thoughts, feelings, or actions. Those are things outside of us that we can control whether we take them in or not.
But I initiate by my speech.
That's understand.
You can't initiate without some forthcoming stimulus.
Hashem is giving us the power and the ideas and helping us create the words that we're saying.
Right. It doesn't
but what do I do with those robots. Words? But what do I do with the words? But we're not robots. We decide to say something. Right. You say something. I say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. That goes up to Shamayim. That's the connection through the Ofanim.
But our ability to say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh comes from the
of course.
External power that comes
of course
into
you're
us.
Right. Of course
it's
you're
not,
right.
It's not originating in our foot or knee or something.
No, of course you're right. Outside. Let's just carry on a second. That's the connection.
Is that the same Ofanim that the Rambam mentions in the beginning of Yad Chazak, or it's a different offering?
I think it's the same. It's what Yecheskel saw in his Nevuah. He saw the Ofani. Ofani is a wheel.
Right.
A wheel means it makes the connection from the chariot to the ground. Right. And that, like, it makes an easy compress to it. Yeah. And that's the Ofani music. So our words that we say connect up to Shamayim, that's the Ofani. That's what the meaning, I think, of Ofani Shamayim, Ofani Shamayim. Just going off the point a little bit, let's go on to what we're saying here. V'hoya ha-mishkan echad, avol ato she'ovru choyk. There, but now we didn't keep this point. We did not treasure the value of Torah. Shlo osgu b'Torah. The only reason why we were busy with Torah, ki im l'tzoyach davarim hakashmi. You wanted to learn Torah for physical reasons, for the money you learn, or for the, you want to know how to do certain things, which is also a limud Torah. But there's something much higher than that. Limud Torah lishma, because Hashem wants us to learn Torah lishma. Because you want to make business, so therefore you learn Torah. The gamlis goes also to give a shir or to write a book or something. To show your own chokhmah. But that's not kedusha. Right. And we never had the intention. We never thought of connecting with the holiness and the spiritual side, the enlightenment of Torah. And to bring down the Shechina down to the Oretz. Kedesha ta'ale nishmosam l'madrega g'dayla. So that our neshamas should rise with tremendous kedusha. Achre misosam. Can you imagine if you learn Torah in that way, Rabbi? If you say it tomorrow morning, you say birchas ha'Torah with kavona. What the kavona is? The kavona of saying that with kavona. You're connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hinei bozer osu pirud. But the problem is there became a separation. She nistalka ha'Shechina min ha'Oretz. And that was the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And went up to Shamayim, and we remained purely physical. But you can do something more with your life. You can do it more than just physical. Without any kedusha. And that caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The whole purpose is for Shachanti Pesachom, I will live with you. So a person learns Torah with that feeling of kedusha. I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm lifting my neshama up high. And that's the enlightenment. That's the spiritual connection you have. Who would understand the goyim? I'm out. Why was it lost? They learned Torah. But Yom Hashem, you left my Torah. I shall not start to play the goyim. But Omer, Torosi, Torahs Emes. I shall not start to be matan. I gave you as a gift. Shelo you lemedim b'shoichin. We can pirashdi lahem. Tam konad dvorim. I gave you all the reasons. V'zeh Hashem, not start to play him. Kishulchan Aruch, k'moshe kosu ba'beisai. I gave you the kavanasi. My purpose of giving you the Torah, she is kashu be'etzem kedushas Torosi. You would make a personal spiritual connection with my Torah. Torahs emes v'hashchina tehei shoira bekirba. Because of that, the Shechina would be living with you. V'heima ozves Torosi. You made it physical. You lost that connection. That's without making the bach with kavana. The first connection should be to connect spiritually. So that your neshama should be connected with that much higher element. You're not just like a goy, like functioning, making a living, going to bed at night, eating food. Right? You follow the routine and the regular the schedule, but there's no kedusha in your life. If you would connect yourself with Torah more and the value of Torah, the holiness of Torah, then you would have much more spiritual in existence. When you start learning Torah, you make the bracha beforehand. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Amo Yisrael. Now you see, and that's why people great Talmid Chachamim, their kedusha comes from their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That connection is a very powerful connection.
Can I ask a question? We're talking about the words of feeling connected to Hashem when you make the bracha. Let's use the words of the bracha. We should internalize them and get that connection. If we gloss over the bracha, but then I come to put on tefillin, and then I feel connected to Hashem. Or on a day that I forget to do it, or I don't get a chance to do it, I feel like I've lost that connection. The action of putting on tefillin with the bracha, obviously, but it's the action of actually putting them on that connects me better even than a bracha. Is that butter?
I think you're missing the ikka. You're right. Tefillin is part of Torah, though.
Right.
But the source of all mitzvahs is the Torah.
Right.
In other words, the actual That's why bracha of tefillin is not daraisa. The bracha of Torah is daraisa. Mm-hmm. That is the makara of all the mitzvahs. Uh-huh. If you connect with birchas haTorah first, and then you come on to tefillin, you'll have even more kedusha and connection to it. Even more connection.
So putting on the film cannot make up for the connection.
No, it can't make up for that. Birchas haTorah is one of the most important brachas.
Abba Rabba in the morning.
Oh, if you didn't say it, you can say Abba. If you didn't say it, but the Lamaisa, Birchas haTorah is a very important bracha.
No, I'm not minimizing that. But I'm just saying is that if somehow in my routine I gloss through the bracha, but without real kavana that I should have, like we're talking about. But then I come to put on the tefillin a few minutes later, and I feel connected because I know that I feel connected because I know that when I don't put it on or forget.
Should be connected anyway.
They should be connected before.
There's all the should.
24/7.
There's every should in the world, but.
No, why isn't there a yihiratzon for the bracha on the Torah like there is for the tefillin? I think that's what
he wants. Hinini mechabe.
It's
a good
question. It's a fair question.
Of the puts you into the right frame of mind. It's expected that Birchas haTorah, you'll know, is the Raisa.
Okay.
Same thing, it's the same thing.
Like because the Muslim is a Muhammad Muslim on the Kai Mitzvah.
Ken. I don't know why there's no Yehiwatsim for it, but the Dveikas, that's the Bach, Rabbi said. Did we finish the Bach?
The Dveikas. Where's the Bach?
Memzain. You have to go over this a few times. I went through it a few times when he told me this. The shopkeeper told me.
So this is Memzain.
He told me, he said, you don't know the Bach. I remember I just came to Tahal not to and I said, do you know the Bach? Shopkeeper told me, into the hardware store on Scholzen. You didn't learn Torah Lishma. Learning Torah Lishma is not for any alternative reason. Not because you need to know Hilchos Kashrus, Hilchos Shabbos, because you're learning Torah, the Etzem Kedusha. You're Dovid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Koyach of the Mitzvah, the Koyach of the Mitzvah behind it all, which we have to try and understand.
But we're doing it every day, kashrus and davening and
but there's a higher point. There's a higher point than just the actual motivation of the mitzvah. There's a higher purpose. Maybe one day I'll learn together with you, Nefesh HaChayim, Shaldalad, where he talks about that. Torah Lishma is the Dveikus Torah Shabbat. We learn it because that's his blueprint for the world. That's his master blueprint for the world. He wants Torah. Torah is his connection to the world through the connection of Torah. That's why in the Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin was next to the Kodesh Kodoshim. Mm-hmm. That's the reason, because the connection, the Torah is connected to the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kodoshim. That's why it was there for that reason. Let's just carry on in this. But did we finish the back? We didn't.
No.
Inside the safe. Let's do the safe here inside. Where are we up to in the Sefer here?
The Sefer, we're up to
Valkane. Moisivin Levakesh Vaharevna. That's the reason why we say Vaharevna. It should be pleasant to us. Shaloye Halimut Shalanu Limut Gueda. Just not simple learning, but it should be pleasant, it should be sweet to us. Ela Limut Mitoich Arevus Mesikus. You must enjoy what you're learning. The enjoyment, Rabbi say, comes from understanding something. If you understand something, then you enjoy it. You have to work to understand. If you don't understand it, then you have to work harder to understand as much as you can. But you should know something. However much you work on it, even though you don't understand it, there's reward for it. Ano Amelim Mekabim Schar. The Amelis get Schar. Even though you might not understand something. I remember meeting a professor in my Machut David Morgenstern in Ramat Shlomo. He had a professor come in once, speak to him there, and he turned around to me and said to me, even if you don't understand something, the fact that you work in Torah is the effort. I remember Peter, the effort you put into it. If it doesn't matter that you don't understand something.
Right,
if you try, that's the point to try. The effort that you put into it. It's a beautiful pasuk in Tehillim. Tuv tam badas lamdeini ki b'mitzvah secha hermanti. David HaMelech asked, let me always have a tam tov. Let me have ki b'mitzvah secha hermanti. If I do, then I'll have a mun in your mitzvahs. If I understand something. But you have to work to understand it. It's an effort. It doesn't come easily. When you start learning Gemara, you think the Gemara is the biggest enemy because he's hiding things from you. You understand something. You feel like he's a saboteur. No? You don't understand. But eventually it becomes your best friend if you work at it. But it's effort. It takes effort. It doesn't come automatically. It doesn't come naturally. But the
also the way that you learn as well, like you can still understand something, but you might not enjoy the style or
yes.
the Magid Shir, Magid Shir can enthrall anybody on any topic correctly. You can have one that doesn't.
You have to daven for that, Rafi. You have to daven for Siyata Dishmaya. That's what Bahar is. Bahar, let it be pleasant to me. Let me enjoy it. Let me enjoy what I'm learning. I should have Sipuk from it. If you don't have Sipuk, then find something you do have Sipuk from it. But you have to work it. Work it until you understand something. And then when you understand something, that's where the Geschmack comes along. That's good. I often used to wonder, I used to have a friend who used to tell me he learned in yeshiva where the Bochum try and finish Shas by the time of 18.
Wow.
18. Wow. Sabato, is it? Is it on or something?
Yeah, Rab Sabato.
Yeah, so they try and finish that Shas. So it's very nice to finish, but how much do they get that hold of it? How much can you get out of it? I don't know. It's rushing a great deal. That's why the yeshiva is always more interested in the Gishma. Learn about the Akiva. Learn something and understand something. Understand. Yeah. Flying through something, what's the point of flying through something? Right. How much can you catch of it? What?
I guess Shaliach Tzibuk races through.
Yeah, you can't, if you don't understand something, you're just wasting something. I don't know what the mile of it. To understand something is where the Shmack comes. When the Shmack comes along, then you have something for
it. Wasn't there one yeshiva where they had everybody learned the different Masechta, and then when they learned one Masechta together, everybody would bring in from the other.
Really?
Yeah. So they'd have like a more fuller.
Right. You have to take time over the bracha. You have a tam tov when you understand it. When you understand something, then you have a pleasure from it. Let me tell you the mice about that I had once with my wife and I went on the teal to the Tzvas. We went on the teal to Tzvas, and we came out of Tzvas, and we stopped off at a store. And as I walked into the store, the balabais had long pears and tzitzis. So it was, oh, shuva. Turned around to me and says, "Ata reita ata mezuzah sheli ala delet sheli?" I said, "Kasher." I said, "Yafe mod." And he started telling me, "Abayit sheli kasher, ani shomer shabbat." He told me all beautiful things. I was standing there with my wife. Inside. I said, mod yafe. But one thing he never turned around to me, he's never said mention about Torah. So I turned around and said, "Mod yafe, aval ata amata, lo mata shato lo meto. Lo ani lo lomed Torah. Ani lo lomed shum Torah. Lama? His face fell. Lo, ani kasher, ani shomer shabbat, aval ani lo lomed Torah. Lama? Womar li lama? Shayiti yelet katan, hayiti b'meir shayim b'cheder. Haya lanu rebbe. And every time you made a mistake, you gave them a shmice across the head, slapped across the head, and I ran away and I went to India for years. Somebody brought me back. And I need ad ayom ani lo yochol lilmod Torah. Lama? Kol pam shani poteach at hagemara, ha'ozen sheli kakoed. He got beaten up as a child.
Wow.
He's such a meisa.
Sure.
I mean, the fact that he came back to mitzvahs.
He came back, he was brought back, and he kept, but he said, ani lo yochol lilmod Torah. But the person doesn't, you can ruin it for a child.
At least Chassidus. What? At least learn some Chassidus. You're in Tzvas.
Be careful, you're sitting in the Chassidus at Beis HaMedrash.
Yeah. That's
very right.
No, he's in Tzvas.
No, but it's the importance, the geschmack. The person has a geschmack, then already he can move with it. But you have to enjoy what you do. Ein adam lemin el mash libo chopet. Has to be libo chopet. Has to have a cheshik for it as well.
I'll just mention that I had a cousin, Mashallah, who went to the mirror in
Chicago.
No, after the war,
Shanghai.
That's what you meant. Yeah.
In Shanghai. Okay, and he sometimes quoted things that I didn't even learn know about what he. But he did not keep anything because of the way he was treated.
Really?
In the
they beat him
that's
up.
Sad. That's sad. That's sad.
He just, I mean, between the war and everything else, he just, but sometimes when I spoke to him, I couldn't believe. I wanted to record him sometimes, some of the things that he said just moved me so. And he was a cousin.
Tam Tov.
Some of the expressions and some of the things that he came out with, I said, he was an engineer. He was a very smart person, and he could have been so much more.
Really?
But he was, he said,
Just let me mention one last thing to you, Rabbi. In the morning, when you say the words v'tzeh etzor einu, think of your children.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. V'tzeh etzor einu, v'tzeh etzor einu. Famous Maisa of the Moshe Sternbuch, Shir Bari, when he first met the Briskorov, he turned around and said to him, you know, I'm an einikul of the Vilna Gaon. He said, I'm my grandson. So the Vilna Gaon said, that doesn't make you a Gaon, the Briskorov said. Doesn't make you a Gaon. So the Moshe turned around and said to him, yeah, but when the Vilna Gaon said, it says so einu, he meant me. He meant me. Said the Briskorov, said, Taka, you're right. He meant me. But so the Moshe said on that, it's an obligation, but it puts a chayv on you as well, if you have that as well.
Who was saying what to who?
The Moshe Sternbuch to the Bistorov.
Wow.
So he said, he meant me. I'm one of those people. He said, it's an obligation on you. So when you say Bezbocha in the morning, Mr. Rabbi, I say it with Kavanah.